Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
Okay, do you want my billing zip code or do you want my shipping zip code?
Your shipping zip code, please.
My shipping zip code is 32118.
32118.
Yes.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please.
Sandra Seaworth, Seaworth.
Okay. One moment while I locate that account, please. You said Sandra Seward.
Yes.
Okay. And because we were cold transferred to another representative, this is Mary with the Fraud Protection Department of Capital One speaking on a recorded line.
What's the other zip code?
Pardon? Are you talking to me?
Yes, what was the other zip code? Because this one's not coming up.
I gave you two zip codes already. It's either
okay, 32118 didn't work, so can I have the other one, please?
Okay, the other one is 80549, and that's the only two I have, so I don't understand.
Now, Ms. Seaworth, when you did this, did you order it in your name?
Yes.
Okay.
We live in Florida in the wintertime, and we're still here.
Okay.
And if you can't find me, I shouldn't have been charged. That's really weird.
Give me 1 second, please. All right, do you have an order number by any chance?
Do I have what?
Any order number?
No, I do not. Not sure they even gave me one. They just said it'd be shipped in a couple of days. And I took the survey, was what I did, through what I thought was Amazon. So apparently you're not Amazon, because I deal with them all the time. Never had a problem.
Okay. What's your phone number, please? 970-988-9694. All right. Give me 1 second, please.
Jeez, I don't.
All Okay, give me that number again, please.
970-988-9694.
Okay. And you say you don't have an order number.
No. It was for $18 and something, and then they charged $5.97 for a membership. And that's the part that I didn't catch. And you're definitely not Amazon. I mean, this is ridiculous. I've been on the phone now for at least an hour trying to get this taken care of. Second time I've talked to you guys.
Okay, well, were they able to pull up something when you spoke with them before?
Pardon?
Were they able to locate something?
I just don't understand how you can charge my credit card, but you have no information that I've given you, because that's what it is. I mean, that makes no sense that you can charge something and then you say you don't have any information.
Okay. What's the first 6 digits and last 4 digits of the card you use, please?
I can't understand you.
The first 6 digits and the last 4
Well, they
digits
don't come in 6. They don't come in 6 digits. They come in 4, 4, and 4. And I gave 6 digits to the other gal, and she couldn't find it.
We're with a different person. Maybe escalated because I can't locate you. I can provide her the first 6 and the last 4 if you'd like me to.
The first 6? Okay, hold on just a minute. I already did this and she still couldn't find me. So the first 4 digits are 4147, and then there's 09, and then the last 4 is 4050.
4050.
And that's the card it should have been charged on, which you charged it. So I'm just telling you, this isn't making any sense to me. If you have none of my information, how you can charge on my card?
All right, give me 1 second.
Mary, is this making any sense to you?
No.
I just don't understand how they can charge on your card and they have no, and they're going to charge it every month, but they have no information on it. That's, and I really hate to cancel my card, but I may have to. I'm not going to give them $5 and something a month.
All right, so yeah, it's still not showing that we're charging that card.
Pardon? I can't even understand you half the time. Either you're too close to your microphone or something. It's all mine.
She's unable to locate it too. So we spoke to enough people here. We'll just move forward with a formal dispute against the company. Hey, we appreciate you giving every effort to find it. Okay.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
Okay, Mary.